everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, we are on the final day of a three-day lesson about the king who didn't like to take other people's advice. Now, yesterday, we learned about a riddle that the king had to answer. Do you think that the king will find a way to answer it correctly? We will find out today, hopefully. Well, as you already know, today's lesson is called The King Who Hated Old People. And here are a few things to look forward to learning today. What is the difference between sink and float? And you will also find out to acknowledge one's mistake. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's get started. Come on.
The King Who Hated Old People.
Do as I tell you, and there will be no war. Our kingdom will remain at peace, answered the father.
The next morning, the advisor went before the king. Please order a small basin of water to be brought. When the water arrived, the advisor placed the messenger's stick into the water. One end sank down, while the other end stuck up out of the water. The end that is higher grew higher on the tree. The end that sank was lower, the advisor answered.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 remain 这个动词 ，re 这个字首有再一次的意思，所以 remain 是指维持或保持不变。例如 ，My hometown has remained almost the same over the past 30 years。我的家乡过去30年来几乎没有变。或者是 The suspect remained silent even after hours of interrogation。尽管经过数小时的询问，这名嫌犯仍然保持沉默。或者是 after intense negotiations, the bank promised the interest rate for the loan would remain under 5%. 经过激烈的协商，银行承诺贷款的利息会保持在 5% 之下。继续我们看的是 stick up 这个片语动词。Stick up 是指向上伸出或竖起。例如 the boy used a lot of hair gel to make his hair stick up like spikes.这个男孩用了很多发胶让自己的头发竖起来像尖刺一样，或者是 one of the patient's ribs stuck up， 病患的一根肋骨凸起了。若是 stick up for someone 或者是 something 是指为某人或某事挺身而出。例如 Daniel stuck up for his brother when a big guy at school tried to bully him， 当学校有个大块头要欺负他弟弟的时候， Daniel 就为弟弟挺身而出。 Okay, everyone, let's review from yesterday. We learned that there was this one advisor who refused to send his father away. And so he decided to tell his father this riddle. And let's see how our lesson continues or starts today.
So we read, Do as I tell you, and there will be no war. Our kingdom will remain at peace, answered the father.So this advisor has gone to his father to talk about this riddle. The father is a very wise person. He used to be one of the advisors for the old king. And now he says, if you listen to him, the kingdom will be at peace.
I like that phrase, at peace. Now, what does it mean if someone or something is at peace? This just means that they're very calm, relaxed. There's no fighting. There's peace between different groups of people.
Yeah, sometimes in life there is confusion. Sometimes we fight with other people because we disagree. But back to the idea of confusion, you know, sometimes if you have to make a decision and you're confused about what you should do, you're not at peace about your decision. But if you make a decision and you say, I'm at peace with my decision. That means you're not confused. You feel very confident about your decision.
That's right. And of course, so in our lesson, when we talk about our kingdom remaining at peace, this is just referring to the fact that there will be no fighting and that everybody will be able to just be in a very relaxed or calm state of mind.
That's right. There will be no war. But we read here, the next morning the advisor went before the king. And before we continue, there's a little phrase there. It's kind of fun to talk about, right, Rebecca?
To go before something. What does this mean? Well, this just means that you approach someone or, well, in our lesson, it's actually talking about going into the throne room of the king.
That's right. Now, if I am going to come and talk to Rebecca about something, I wouldn't say, I'm going before Rebecca. So just like Rebecca said, this phrase has to do with authority in some way. Okay, if you're going to go approach someone who is in authority with an idea or something like that, then we would use this phrase, you are going before the king.
So that's what we read. The next morning, the advisor went before the king. Please order a small basin of water to be brought. When the water arrived, the advisor placed the messenger's stick into the water. Now, why would he take the stick and put it into the water?
Well, I think the next sentence gives us a little bit of a clue, right?
Okay, well then, what does it say?
Okay, one end sank down while the other end stuck up out of the water. So he wanted to see which end would float, and that would tell us which part of the stick came from the higher end of the tree, higher part of the tree.
Now we want to talk about a couple of words here. We see the word sank in our lesson, and the opposite of sank is float. So if something sinks, that means that it goes down below the surface or to the bottom of something. Whereas if something floats, it remains on the top.
That's right. And just for fun, Rebecca, let's play a little bit of a game.
Oh, yes, I love games.
You like games?
I do.
All right, so we're going to alternate.
Okay.
And how about I will say things that sink, and you have to say some things that float.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back and forth.
Back and forth.
And whoever pauses for too long loses.
Okay. Huh? Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yes, I think you have the easier job, though.
Really?
Let's do it.
let's see what happened. What sinks? Okay, so I'll begin. A stone.
Okay, and what floats? A balloon.
Metal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
An inflatable toy.
Ooh, the Titanic.
right. A boat also floats.
Oh, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. Really, really thick wood.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Sure. That might sink.
Oh, you're taking your time. Does that mean I won?
No. I was agreeing with you.
What about a stick like this, Rebecca?
Gabe. Well, anyway, Gabe, you won. That should float.
A stick floats?
Yeah.
Well, so in our lesson, one stick sank down, or one end of the stick sank down, while the other end stuck up out of the water.
And it says, the end that is higher grew higher on the tree. The end that sank was lower, the advisor answered. Well, Gabe, there you go. That's your answer. Whatever floats your boat.
Hey. Whatever floats your boat?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a phrase is that?
Well, let's learn more about that in the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. One of the most difficult things to understand in another language is sarcasm.
Some people don't even understand sarcasm in their own language. I don't particularly enjoy sarcasm, but hey, whatever floats your boat.
Now, Rex may be using the fine art of sarcasm, that is, making a point by saying the opposite of what he means.
I did use an expression that is often meant to be sarcastic. Whatever floats your boat. This essentially means, do whatever makes you happy.
I think I'm going to quit my job and become a travel writer. I've always wanted to wander the earth and write about it.
Whatever floats your boat, Carolyn.
Here, Rex is saying that I can do what I want. But the implication is that he either doesn't agree or he doesn't want to be involved in my decision.
Now, sometimes people really do use this expression to mean that they don't mind the choice you are making.
If I were to tell Rex that I had to cancel our InfoCloud planning meeting because a friend had offered to take me skiing, Rex might say,
"Hey, whatever floats your boat."
I can take that to mean that I can cancel our meeting and that Rex most likely isn't upset.
我们有时会听到别人说，你高兴怎么样就怎么样，随便你。说这句话的人可能真的是这样想，或者其实正好相反。英文也有一句类似这样的用语是 whatever floats your boat， 任何能够让你的船浮在水面上的东西都好。引申出来的意思就是随你高兴啦。这句话有时带有讽刺的意味，譬如如果我没心情工作想要请假，我的伙伴可能会冷冷地说 whatever floats your boat。 他说这句话的意思可能是支持你，也可能是根本不在乎，随你高兴。或是丈夫在高谈阔论自己的梦想，太太可能会泼一盆冷水说 hey whatever floats your boat， 随便你，你爱怎么样就怎么做。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're in the middle of a very intense part of our story. The king must answer the riddle. I wonder if it went something like this. So we have the bucket of water, and we have a stick. So I need to stick the stick in the bucket of water. Oh, look at this. This is the end that is higher, so it must have grown higher on the tree. I bet that's what the king is going to say. Well, let's see how this story continues.
The king who hated old people. The messenger smiled and bowed as he left the king's presence to put an end to the war before it started. How did you know the answer? Asked the king. I cannot lie, stated the advisor. Because of my love for my father, I did not send him away. I kept him hidden inside my home. His wisdom saved our kingdom. I have been wrong, said the young king. I now see that wisdom comes with age and experience. All the elders were brought back and honored by everyone.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 put an end to 这个成语。Put an end to something 是指终止某件事或消灭某个事物。例如 the serious knee injury put an end to the football player's career. 严重的膝盖受伤毁了这位足球选手的职业生涯，或者是 The $3 million settlement put an end to the long-running lawsuit. 这个300万元的和解结束了这个纠缠已久的诉讼。最后我们看的是 honor 这个动词。honor 是指尊敬或给予表扬。例如 everyone should honor their parents. 每个人都应该要孝敬父母。或者是 The retiring teacher was honored by her students with lots of thank you notes and flowers. 学生们用许多的谢卡以及花朵向这位要退休的老师表达敬意。Honor 也可以当名词，意思是光荣或荣耀。例如 It's my honor to work for you. 能够为你工作是我的荣幸。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So in this next section, the messenger reappears. And of course, I guess the advisor had told the messenger that the end that is higher grew higher on the tree, the end that sank was lower. And how does the messenger respond? Well, the messenger smiled and bowed as he left the king's presence to put an end to the war before it started. I guess the messenger was there the whole time.
Well, he probably left and came back. But we see here he smiled and bowed. That must mean that the answer was correct, because the messenger was going to put an end to something that didn't even start yet.
Mm.
That's good, right? So the war didn't begin.
Right. It didn't begin, but it would have begun if they couldn't answer the riddle correctly. Well, we read here, "How did you know the answer?" asked the king. "I cannot lie," stated the advisor. Let's pause there for just a moment. Now, this advisor said he cannot lie. I would say that he has a lot of integrity. And what's integrity? Well, it's just the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles.
So, you could have integrity. I think it's an important thing for people to have integrity. Okay, that means you're an honest person, like Rebecca was saying. Sometimes we use the word have with this word, right? You have honesty, you can have integrity. You can also talk about the integrity of something, like an organization that is always making honest and right decisions, the integrity of that company. That company has integrity.
Exactly. And so we read, "Because of my love for my father, I did not send him away. I kept him hidden inside my home. His wisdom saved our kingdom." So the advisor has integrity. And the reason why we know he has integrity is because he was honest with the king, and he shared with the king how he was able to answer the riddle correctly.
That's true. Although he kept the truth about his father hidden for a long time. But it came out in the end, so that's good. He had integrity. He was honest when it counted right here at the end. And this is an important time for him to be honest, right? Because it's the wisdom of his father that saved the kingdom.
Because, you know, technically, Gabe, he could have taken the credit for himself and said, "Yes, I knew the answer. I was very, very smart. Look at me." But he didn't. He gave credit to where credit was due.
That's a good point. To his dad. Good job, Dad. Well, we continue. "I have been wrong," said the young king. Hey, it sounds like he's finally acknowledging his mistakes.
And that is a great phrase and a great thing to do. When you acknowledge your mistake, this just means that you see that you made a mistake and you admit it. You actually say, "Yes, I did something wrong."
And this is often the first part to becoming reconciled with somebody, right? You don't want to pretend that you didn't make a mistake. If you do, there's going to be conflict in your relationship with somebody. But it's nice when you can acknowledge your mistakes and say you did something wrong. Well, the next sentence says, "I now see that wisdom comes with age and experience." That's a long phrase. Is that true?
Wisdom comes with age and experience. I would say it's definitely true. As you get older, you definitely grow wiser, especially after you've had experiences and, you've learned from other people. So we would hope that you would remember the things that you've learned.
Yeah, Rebecca, I think the word hope is very important there, because in my experience and what I've seen with people, wisdom doesn't always come with age and experience. There are many older people who have not learned from their mistakes, and they keep making the same mistakes over and over again. But this is the ideal, right? Wisdom should come with age and experience.
That's right. And as a result, as we can see in our lesson, all the elders were brought back and honored by everyone. And in general, I do think that our elders, whether they make mistakes or don't make mistakes, should be honored.
Well, I think that our elders should also watch
a review skit. What a good idea.
I know.
Oh no, soon a powerful kingdom will come and conquer our kingdom. and we will all become slaves.
Oh, no, no. How terrible. Well, what can we do?
Well, if we can answer the enemy's riddle correctly, we can remain in peace.
But we only have 7 days, and 6 days have already passed.
Do your advisors know the answer to the riddle?
No. They're all too young.
Because you forced the old advisors to leave.
Yes, I did. And the young ones have no experience working outdoors. How can they know which end of this stick comes from the higher part of the tree? How can anyone know?
Well, I can tell you.
You can?
Yes. Huh. See this basin of water?
Why, yes.
Put the stick in the water.
Well, okay. Now what?
The end that is higher grew higher on the tree. The end that sank was lower on the tree.
Amazing! Why, you put an end to this war before it started.
Yes, I did. Goodbye, Your Majesty.
Oh, no, no, not so fast. Tell me, how did you know the answer?
Well, I cannot lie. Because of my love for my father, I didn't send him away.
You didn't?
No, I kept him hidden inside my home.
Hidden, eh?
Yeah. And it was his wisdom that saved our kingdom!
Ah, so your old father answered the riddle.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Huh. Well, I have been wrong. Now, see, that wisdom comes with age and experience. I see that now.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Huh. Well, bring all the elders back. Let everyone honor them.
Yes, Your Majesty! Yay! Yeah.
Let's have a feast.
Great.
I'll put a party for everyone.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
So, Gabe, what did you learn from this lesson, the king who hated old people?
I learned that the king of the other kingdom must not have been that serious about going to war because the riddle he gave didn't seem that hard to figure out, especially for 7 days. But that's just my opinion. Friends, we have more to learn with a brand new lesson next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.